Hey everybody, it's Brother Gary here in Mexico, and hope you're doing great. We are continuing on with our Hands Across Borders devotional. We're in John chapter 9, and we're continuing to deal with the story of the blind man being healed by Christ. And so we ended in chapter 9 and verse 23 last time we were together, and we'll start up in verse 24. Remember, the man had been healed from being blind, and the religious leaders, the Pharisees, weren't very happy about that. And so they called in the parents, and they were going to throw them out of the synagogue and all these things. And the parents kind of threw their son under the bus, remember? And they said, I don't know, he's a grown man, ask him. And so now we're continuing on with the narrative. So we come to verse number 24. It says, then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. And so what they're quoting, I believe, here is Joshua 7:19, where Joshua says, give the Lord praise and tell the truth. And what they're trying to say to this man is, basically they're saying, you lying. We know better. Tell the truth. Tell how this happened. And so as they continue on, they say this, we know that this man is a sinner, and they're referring to Jesus. Now, why are they calling him a sinner? Well, because he didn't follow their man-made traditions. Isn't that something? And so we must be careful that we don't follow these man-made traditions. In other words, we need to stick with the Word of God. No matter who tells us what, if it's not in the Bible, then don't worry about it. So they're saying, tell the truth. We know this man's not one of us because he doesn't follow our traditions. Think about that. All right, he continues on, verse 25. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. You see, this is great here. So this is a picture of getting saved, isn't it? So he's saying this. First, they're calling him in. They don't like it that his life has been so radically changed. And they're trying to find another way that this happened. You know, we see that in our day and age. Oh, you've been reading a lot of self-help books, or you went to this seminar or this. No, I just gave my life to Christ. That's basically what he's saying here. He didn't know everything about Jesus, but he had known how Jesus has touched his life. And the way, isn't that the way salvation is that we get saved and people say, well, how did that happen? I don't know. I just surrendered my life. I called out to Christ to save me. And he touched my life, and it's been changed ever since. We're moving on. Then he answered them, I have told you already. Oh, verse 26. Then said they to him again, what did he to thee? He answered them, I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples? And so now we see this, that he just continues to tell the truth. That's what you and I need to do in this day of wickedness. We see wickedness all around us, and the world is changing faster than you and I can keep up with. We see the world one way, we go to sleep, we wake up, and oh man, it's just crazy again. We think, this can't get any crazier, and it does. And so what's going to happen is there's going to be those, because there's such a radical change in yours and my life, that are not going to want to believe it, right? There are people that literally hate God and the things of God and the people of God. And you and I, all we have to do is tell the truth. I don't know how Christ changed my life. I just know that he did it. I know that he moved in and he changed me every day. And you know, as a result of that, people get angry. The religious crowd especially. Notice in verse 26, he just continues, or 26 and 27, he just continues to tell the truth. And then we come to verse 28, then they reviled him. They showed themselves. They showed themselves. Oh, we're not a follower of his. We're a follower of Moses. We're his disciple. In verse 30, he goes on, the man answered and said unto them, why herein is a marvelous thing that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. You're supposed to be, this is great. He stands on the word of God. Look at this. So he says, well, you're this great religious leader and you don't know how this happened? And then he quotes in verse 31, now we know that God heareth not sinners. They've called him a sinner. And then he says, we know that God doesn't hear sinners. You can look at Isaiah 1:15 and Psalm 66:18, and that tells us God doesn't hear from sinners. And so he is telling the truth, and he is taking a stand on the word of God. He goes on to say in verse 31, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. You see, these guys were supposed to be the smartest religious people and all that, and he took the word of God and just turned their world upside down. He made them look like fools. And as a result of that, they got angry. They answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. You see, when the Lord touches your life, when there's that radical change, the enemies will come. And oftentimes, it's within religion. And all you and I have to do is just tell the truth and take a stand on the word of God. When you and I are attacked, when the enemies of God come, who pretend to be the followers of God, all you and I have to do, tell the truth, continue to live our lives, and take a stand on the word of God. May the Lord bless you.